File 4B, Listening.
And I'd like to welcome Andy Evans, the director of Extreme Sports United, to the program today. Andy, your specialty is bungee jumping, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Can you tell us something about bungee jumping? Whose idea was it?
Well, bungee jumping has been around for centuries, but it wasn't discovered in the West until relatively recently. It originated on the South Pacific island of Vanuatu, where young men, known as land divers, used to perform the ritual of jumping from tall wooden platforms with vines tied to their ankles.
Oh, and when did land diving actually become a sport?
Well, the first modern bungee jump happened about 20 years later in Bristol, in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
A man named Chris Baker used a kind of elastic rope to make a bungee. That's the name of the rope. And four members of the Dangerous Sports Club made a jump from the Clifton Suspension Bridge on April 1st, 1979.
Wow.
They were arrested almost immediately afterward, but people continued jumping off bridges, especially in the U.S. For example, people did bungee jumps from the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco.
Oh.
In fact, some of these jumps were sponsored by American TV. And so this brought the concept of bungee jumping to the public eye. And then, of course, a lot of people wanted to try it themselves.
How dangerous is bungee jumping? I mean, have people been killed while they were bungee jumping?
Actually, there have been relatively few fatalities considering the number of successful jumps that have taken place. By far, the most important thing is to make sure the bungee is the right length.
Yeah.
The most common cause of death is using a bungee that is too long. But in most cases, the calculations and fittings are double-checked before each jump.
How does it actually feel doing a bungee jump?
Well, many people say they love the feeling of falling so fast. But personally, the part I really like best is when the bungee reaches its full extent and then you fly upward again.
Oh.
You just can't beat the feeling of flying back up after you've almost hit the ground.